Therefore, after he had his Suda ready, he said, go away today and come back tomorrow before the Suda tomorrow, and I'll pass in Yishalah tomorrow. It's Kiyasa Lamacha, when the person came back to him tomorrow, Omalei, Rav Papa told him, Icha Hashtish Taloi. Like, it's very, very good. You didn't ask, I didn't pass in yesterday. Because of Icha Hashtim, if I would have passed in yesterday, Shtaloi would have made a mistake. Rashi says, esmo, if I would have passed in for you yesterday, Vishachrusi, when I was Shikir, Ishtaloi, Shachachti, I would have made a mistake. I would have forgot something. Why? The Yamriloch, I would have told you like this, the Gemara says. I would have told you, Rav Reb Yechanan, Halachach Reb Yechanan. I would have passed him that the klal is Rav and Reb Yechanan, we pass like Reb Yechanan. So Reb Yechanan said that an egg that's born on Shabbos, the next day Yontif, you're allowed to eat it. It's called two different Kedushas. So the egg that's born today, you're allowed to eat tomorrow. That's what I would have told you. But I made a mistake, because so Amar Rav, Rav says over, that Hilchasa Kavosei the Rav, Bahane Tlosa. There are three cases that we paskin like Rav, even though usually we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, but this is one of the cases that here we paskin like Rav. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. Where the Rav is arguing, going lekula, lenient, or he's going lechumra, still we paskin these three cases like Rav. We'll soon see. What is it? Rashi says, Omar Rav, Hilchos HaKavos of the Rav Anitlas, Shom Linyan Beitza, Zu Meshabes V'Yomtiv. The Machlekes with our case here, an egg that's born on Shabbos can eat it tomorrow on Yomtiv, that here we pass like Rav. You should know the egg is also. Well, the Kaime, in other cases we'll see later, Bishnei Yom Tov Mishar Golius. As the Machlek is later by every 2 days of Yom Tif that we have. Nechlik L'Hokel, there Rav is Mekel and says an egg that's born the first day, you're allowed to eat it the second day Yom Tif. V'yashklishi, where's the third Machlek is, we'll see later, Bishnei Yom Tov Mishar Rosh Hashanah. Nechlik L'Hachmer. On 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there is more Machmer. There he says an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat it even the second day Yom Tif. So we'll see later these three machlokesin. The core point of Rav said, Rava said, that here we paskin like Rav. So therefore, a Papa reminded himself and said, you should know the locher is like Rav here, that an egg that's born on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov. A Shabbos and a Yom Tov is considered like one long Kedusha, and therefore it has the same mitzvah as if it's still the first day. But we'll see about this more later. Vaita. Omer Rav Yechanan. Eitzim shenoshru min hadeko b'shabbos. Wood that fell off the tree. You have a palm tree, and some branches fell off on Shabbos. The loch is also laseken b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to burn it to use it even tomorrow on Yomtiv. Even though you're allowed to burn wood on Yomtiv. But here, since this wood fell off the tree on Shabbos, on Sunday, that's Yomtiv, still you're not allowed to use this wood. That's Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush. So Rashi says, min hadeko shenoshru b'shabbos. The branch came off the tree on Shabbos. It is also a second b'yomtiv hasamach loy. The next day yomtiv, you're still not allowed to use this wood. We'll soon see why. And he says, the al tishuvenu beitza. Rav Yechanan says, don't ask me for what I just passed before about an egg. That by an egg, I said clearly, an egg that's born on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov. Because Rav Yechanan said, it's two different Kedushas. So here also, the wood that fell off the tree on Shabbos, true, Shabbos it's Osir. But the next day Yom Tov, it should be Mutter. Why can't I use that wood the next day on Yom Tov to burn with? So he says like this, my timer, Beitzu Mishum Debiyoyma Na Michazi L'Goymai. Really an egg, let's say an egg that's born on Shabbos. Really, if it wouldn't have been for the Easter that's born today, you're allowed to use a raw egg on Shabbos. You could swallow it, eat it raw. And still we tell you, no, today on Shabbat you're not allowed to eat this egg. Ad l'moch, you have to wait till tomorrow. So therefore, may the idea, everybody knows, the bas yoy masura, that an egg, a normal egg that's born on Shabbos or born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat the egg that day. Like here, the egg was born on Shabbos, we're telling you, you cannot eat this egg even raw today. So therefore it's good, tomorrow when it comes Yom Tov, the second day, then we'll let you eat it. Because the second day is called like a new Kedusha. It's not born today. So therefore you're allowed to eat it. Mashenkin ate him, but wood, what happened here? This branch fell off the tree on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, even if the wood would have fell off the tree on Friday, you have wood from a week ago. On Shabbos, are you allowed to touch wood? No. On Shabbos, wood is muksa. You're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. So therefore here this branch came off the tree on Shabbos. Now, if we're going to tell you that tomorrow on Sunday you're allowed to use the branch, people are going to say that really branches that fall off the tree you're allowed to use today. Let's say today would have been Yom Tov. if the branch would have fallen off today on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to use it today. You know why yesterday we didn't use the branch? Because yesterday was Shabbos. On Shabbos, we can't use branches anyway. So people won't know this issur that a branch that falls off the tree itself on Yom Tov, it's also to use. So therefore, they had to make a gzeira here to say, now that it fell off on Shabbos, we don't want you to use it even tomorrow on Yom Tov. That people should know that on Yom Tov, when a branch falls off the tree, you're not allowed to use it today. That's the difference between an egg and the branch, the Mara says. Eitzim delechaz liyayme. Yisharu lulu machid, you can tell me that tomorrow on Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn this wood. Also, lemeima, people come to say, viyayimayu, on the day that it falls off, nami shari. Really, you're allowed to use the branches that fall off the tree today on Yom Tov. I v'yesmol, how come yesterday on Shabbos we didn't use this branch? V'yesmol, mishum Shabbos sudu lechaz lasaka. Because on Shabbos you're not allowed to burn anything. It's muksa. That's why we didn't use the branches yesterday. But if the halacha would be, you're allowed to use the branch today on Yom Tov, people will forget about the chalas issur of branches coming off the tree on Yom Tov. So in order to be mechazik this issur, here Rav Yechon is moed as a gzeira, not to use these branches even tomorrow on Yom Tov. And really it's also to use because the branch is muksa. Like at the beginning of Yom Tov, the branch was attached to the tree. Now anything attached to a tree is muksa on Yom Tov. You can't touch it. You can't pull off a branch on Yom Tov. So the branch at the beginning of Yom Tov was attached to the tree. So the branch is muksa. So now when the branch falls off in the middle of Yom Tov, the branch is still muksa. You can't eat it. You can't use it today. So therefore, even though in our case here, the branch fell off yesterday on Shabbos. So really today on Yom Tov it should be mutter. Because Yom Tov is called the new Kedusha, and today at the beginning of Yom Tov is not Muxer anymore, it's off the branch already. And Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn wood. Still, Rabbi Yechon says here at Tzikzera, you're not allowed to use the wood today. Because if yes, people would say, even in the case that the first falls off the branch today, also it's Mutter. So Mishum Tzikzera, you can't use it. Must now another loch now. Omer Rav Masna, Eitzim Shenoshu Menadekel Otoichatana B'Yom Tov. What's going to happen if on Yom Tov itself, a branch falls off the tree? So that branch itself is muksa. You're not allowed to use that branch. But it doesn't just fall on the ground. It falls directly into your oven. So the wood now falls into the oven. What's the locha? Is there any way now you're allowed to light up this oven to burn the wood to use it on Yom Tov? So he says, yes, the eitzer is marbo aleim eitzer mechonim. You're allowed to throw new wood into the oven. And this other wood is not muksa that had for you prepared it already from before Yom Tov. It's burning wood. It's not muksa on Yom Tov. Umasikin, and then you're allowed to burn all the wood together. So even though the branch that fell off on Yom Tov really is muksa, but you're not touching it. It fell straight into the oven. And all you have to do now is add more wood into it. So you're allowed to burn all the wood together. For the Gemara of Okamahapach Bisura, that when you're burning in the oven, you have a spit there, and you move around the wood. So when you're moving around the wood, you're moving around the wood that's muksa. So you be mahapach b'yisura, how can you do it? Rashi, when you move the wood in the oven from one side of the oven to the other side of the oven, you're moving around this branch that fell off on Yom Tov, that's muksa. So how could you move around muksa on Yom Tov? Gemara says, Kivon deruba de teraninu, we're talking about that you put much more wood of heter. You threw new wood that you had prepared from before Yom Tov. So since you have roiv, the majority of the wood in the oven is heter, is wood that's not muksa, kikom hapach, when you're turning around, moving around the wood, we say a svara, tehetero kom hapach. You know which wood you're moving, which one you're touching. You're touching the heter. It's svara like it's bottom roiv. Rashi behetero mahapach, sheisa bottom roiv. Because the Easter is Bita B'Rayv. So they ask questions here in Rashi. The Chur real doesn't apply Bita B'Rayv. Bita B'Rayv means when you can't see what you're doing. But the Chur here, the wood that was muksa, like Chur, you could tell what the wood was. So how could you muks it around? So one text of the Nechnan, maybe you can't tell. Once you added new branches now, the new branches look just like that first branch that fell in from the tree. So now that you threw in a lot of hetadika branches, Yitzhaka can't tell which one is Heter and which one is Isser. So now it's Bata B'Rayv Taka. That's what Rashi says, it's Bata B'Rayv. Therefore, since the majority of the wood in the oven is Heter, it's not Muksa, you're allowed to take your stick and mix around all the branches right now. It's Mutter. Yeah, that's a Dabba Choshim we said before. Everyone said that's a Dabba Choshim. Eggs is like a Dabba Shem Minyan, you only sell them singly. Mashiach can hear wood you don't sell singly. Wood is not a Dabba Choshim, for sure it's Bata. For the Gemara is still a kasha though. For the Gemara, but how can you do what we just said? What happened here? First the branch fell off the tree today on Yomtiv and went straight into the oven. So right now would be also to light this wood, to be mishtamish with the wood. It's interesting. That's what we're trying to speak out. Even though usually we know muksa is only yosa betutul, you're not allowed to move around muksa. Stam bahano, enjoyment is muta. Muksa is not yosa bahano. In the case that you're not touching the muksa, you just have enjoyment from it, it's muta. Now let's say shemen, oil, that would be muksa. If it's lit, you're allowed to have a no from the light. Muksa is not yosa bahano. The question is here is, the wood fell into the oven. So all you want to do now is like light it, take a light and throw it in there. So you're not really touching the wood. So why should it be an Issur Muksa altogether? So they speak out, there's another Yisrael Muksa. Not only is Muksa also to touch, but it's also to be Mishtamesh, to use Muksa. You can't use it, to do a use with it. Now here you're using this wood. Like you need fire right now, you have to make a fire. So you want to use this wood to make the fire. That's not the only call you're having anor, you're having enjoyment. It's called you're being Mishtamesh, you're using it. By using Muksa, it's also to use Muksa. So here you're not allowed to stam light up this wood because it's called using muksa. So Gemara says, what's the eitzah? Take wood you have in your house that's prepared already from before Yomtiv. It's not muksa. And take this wood and throw it into the oven now. So now that you throw it into the oven, the majority of the wood in the oven is mutter. Therefore, the one that's muksa is batel b'roi. Therefore, you're allowed to use it. For the Gemara kasha though, we know you're not allowed to do that though. For kamavata lis l'chatchila. You're not allowed to make a bit of b'roi l'chatchila. For the Gemara, for kamavata lis l'chatchila. Utanan, we learned, ain mevatlan islachatchila. You're not allowed to do that. Let's say you have some treifas here. You're not allowed to take a whole bunch of kosher things and throw it on top of it to mevatlit. Bit of roiv only means if it happened by itself, now it's mutter. But lachatchila to machlekes if it's also with the raisa with the rabbonin. Some should say it's an issur deraisa to mevatl lachatchila. You can't do it lachatchila. So here, how could you give us an eitzah to say, this little wood that's in the oven, if you want to use it, take new wood and throw it in there. You're not allowed to go be mevato, make a majority here, to mevato the meat, you can't do that. So Gemara says, hani mili b'diraisa. First of all, someone in the gate who nisa diraisa. Something that's also b'diraisa, on a bus of a cholev, on treifis, then you can't be mevato, this like a tchila. Avo b'dirabonim mevatlin, but on nisa b'dirabonim, like over here, this eitzim that fell off the tree on Yontif. There's only an issim in the rabbanon as muksa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to use the wood on Yontif now. It's not attached anymore, so it's only issim in the rabbanon. So midirabbanon, the klal is mevatla nislachatchila. You are allowed to go and be mevatla the issim in the rabbanon. Fred Gemara, ul Rabashi though the Yomar called over shneishlo matirin afilu b'the rabbanon lebotul. But according to Rabashi, that says even on a beitza that's only issim in the rabbanon, still since it has a heter tomorrow, tomorrow you're allowed to eat it because tomorrow is not Yontif. So the klal is that a davar shesh lo matirin. Something, if you wait till tomorrow, will become mutter. Afilu b'rabbanon lebotol. Rav Ash before said, even on an issim of the rabbanon, like the beitza that's born on Yomtiv, according to Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, it's only issim of the rabbanon. Still he says, you're not allowed to eat it today. It's not botol today. Wait till tomorrow. See here also, this wood, see, true, it's only issim of the rabbanon. But since this wood, it's only issim to use it today on Yomtiv. If you wait till tomorrow after Yomtiv, you're allowed to use the wood. There's no real issur upon the wood. The wood just fell off the tree today. So it's lay on Yontif, it's muksa. But tomorrow you're allowed to use it. So how can you tell me now, you're allowed to be mevatel, add new wood here, and make it bitter b'roi, this wood that's also, I Rav Ash before said, that an adov is shnei shlo matirin, something that by tomorrow, by itself, it will become mutter, you're not allowed to use it in bitter today. So here you can't use this wood today, it should be yasser. Michael Amema, what could you say? So Gemara says, yes, even according to Rav Ash, I could answer. Hani mili, when does Rav Ashi say that a dove sheesh lo matirin is not bottle? Heicha di isa li yisur b'yenai. That's only by regular isa where the isa is still there. The mashal by the egg. You have this one egg that was born today on Yomtiv. Now it got mixed up in a pot with 100 other eggs. So the mice now you have 101 eggs. So if you're going to go to eat the egg that's osir is here. It's ben, you see it. So since it's ben, we tell you, don't eat it today, rather wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow it's not Yontif anymore, then you're allowed to eat a beheter. Mashenken over here, what are you doing? You're using this wood, you're burning the wood. So Maisa, the enjoyment you get out of the wood is the heat that comes out later is being burnt up. So here, Abahocha Mikla Koli Yisura. But over here, the wood is being burnt up. The wood is not around anymore. So since when you're using it, it's being burnt up the wood, here we're more makel. Here we say, even a derbe sheish lematirin, since it's only us, the midrabanan, here we say, you're allowed to be mevatel even lechatchila. So when this branch fell off the tree on Yomtiv and landed up in the oven, you're allowed to take now other wood and throw it in there and burn them all up. Even though you can't be mevatel a yesh lematirin, the Teretz is here, since the way you're using it, the way you're being mishtamish, is you're taking a fire and putting it onto this wood and let the wood be burnt up, and you're only enjoying the wood, the heat. When the heat comes after the wood is burnt up, that's when the heat comes up. So since the heat is like coming from the wood that's burnt up already, here it's a more kal, it's more easier. It's not a cold, a real double shesh lematirin. Therefore, here we make go to mevatel lechatchila. Yeah. So far, the one machlokes we had so far, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, was an egg that's born on Shabbos, can eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov or not. Itmo, no, another machlokes. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolis. What's the locha by in the Chutz Loretz? We have 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkis. What's the locha on 2 days Yom Tov? Rav Amar Rav holds, Noda Bezeh Muteras Bezeh. If you have an egg that's born the first day Pesach, you should know, the second day Pesach, you will not eat it. Because the Manashach, one of the 2 days is choil. We keep 2 days minas tzveika. So one of the 2 days is choil. So mamonashach, on the second day it's mutter. For Rav Asi says no. For Rav Asi yoma, no do vizeh, asura vizeh. An egg that's born the first day, Pesach, you should know, you're not allowed to eat it even the second day. It's even also the second day also. Tamara says, what's the machlekes? Leima, kasob Rav Asi owes, kadushachasi. That we keep 2 days yom to the chutzlorets, it's like one long day, it has one long kedusha to it. So an egg that's born the first day is even usher the second day. The Rashi says, the second big law in the middle, Lemach Sav Rav Asi, kedusha chasi, it's called one kedusha. Chachomim kovum al b'nei goyla. The Chachomim made a gzera that us that live in Chutz Loretz and b'nei goyla, la'asaisam l'doyrois mach masof gzera. The Rabbanan said that for now on, every generation is going to have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. True, it's only because they had a doubt which day really was Yom Tov. But now, v'hetilam aleihem kechayim yemarach. But the Rabbanan said, you should know, you people living in Golis, we're giving you a chumrah of like one long day. You keep 2 days Pesach, it's like one long day. So both days have a kedushas vaday. But the Rabbanan, the second day is like vaday kodesh. It's not considered like it's a sofik. One day is chayil, one day is Yom Tov. We just don't know which day is really Yom Tov, so we keep 2 days. Rav Asi is not like that. It's like the Chum said for sure, both days is Kaddish. Therefore, the egg that's born the first day, it's also even the second day. That's what Rav Asi holds. And Rav holds not like that. Rav holds like we hold, that it's only a suffix. In other words, really Yom Tov is only one day. Just we don't know when Desdin was Mekaddish to Kaddish, so we don't know which day is Yom Tov, so we keep 2 days Min HaTzveika. But for sure, one of the two is Choyel. So if the egg is born on the first day, Mamonashach, either the first day is Yom Tov, then the second day is Mutter. But if the second day is Yom Tov, then it was born yesterday and Chol also with Smutter. So Monashach, the second day it's Smutter. For the Gemara, is that true that Rav Asi holds? That they're both Kaddush, the Rav Asi Mavdil Miyoy Matov L'Chavri. Rav Asi made Havdolah Moitzoy Yom Tov for the second night. When he had Pesach, after the first day Pesach, Moitzoy the first day Pesach, he made Havdolah and Kiddush to the next day. So you see clearly, it's not called the second day is like Vaday Kaddush. The second day is Chol. So in other words, since Midiraisa, the first day is Yom Tov. The second day is Chol, it's only Chol HaMoed. So therefore, he made Havdalah. So Chura, how could you say Rav Asi holds that it's Vaday Kodesh, the second day, you shouldn't have to make Havdalah then. So the Marin says, Rav Asi Svuke Mesafkule. Rav Asi had a Sufik here. He was Mesufik. Whether the second day Yom Tov is Mach Masuk, Sufik. If it's only a Sufik, doubtfully, then you should make Havdalah. Or else, no, maybe the second day is like a Vada Yom Tov, and then the egg is also. Therefore, v'yovet hokul l'chumra v'hokul l'chumra. He went l'chumra both ways, Rav Asi. Rav Asi held l'chumra, he made Havdalah, on Mitzori, the first Yom Tov. But he also held the egg was also the second day, because it's possible to say, the second day is not machma sofik, a doubtful, but it's like a chumra of a Vada Yom Tov. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir says like this, kavoset Rav Asi mistavrit, more mistavrit like Rav Asi. That what? That Rabbonin said that the week keep 2 days Yom Tov, it's like a Vaday. The Rabbonin, what Kaveya made us, Vaday keep 2 days Yom Tov. Why? So Idna, nowadays, today, Yadina Bikviya Diyarcha. Right now, today, we know exactly how the calendar goes. we know exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh. So really today we have no doubt what Tesvav Nisan, when Tesvav Tishrei, we know exactly when Sukkot, when Pesach is. Still, the Koavdina Trei Yoimer, still we keep 2 days. So why do we keep 2 days? Elamai, because when a Chomin made Xerim, they didn't stop stay keep it when you doubt. Even when we don't have a doubt, they made Xerim with the Rabbonim, but Teres Vadai, we have to keep a second day Yomtiv. So even though nowadays now we know exactly which day is Yomtiv, the Rabbonim made the Choy Kavua that you have to keep 2 days Yomtiv, to write Rabasi. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, no, the other way. Kavosa de Rav Mistavra, I'll bring a Raya more to Rav, that our second day Yomtiv is only Machem Sveika, it's a Sofik. That's now we learned like this. For Rishoyna at the beginning, when the Yidin were in Eretz Yisrael, they had the Beis Hamikdash, they had the Bezdin, Hoya Masiya Masois. When the Bezdin was Mekadesh to Chodesh, they used to have like from one mountain to another mountain, they used to wave and make signals. Masiya Masois used to wave one to another with signals. So if they had signals, the Mamish, the whole Eretz Yisrael knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, even the Bnei Goyla. When signals, one signals to another, the signals go very far straight across. Everybody knew which day was Yom Tov. You didn't have to have 2 days Yom Tov. Marshenke Mishakilkulu Akusim. Later though, the Kusim gave problems. That they used to make these signs even when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. They used to want to mix up the Eden. The Kusim were people that were Rebbe Avodah Zarah. They didn't keep a Torah Shabbat Peir. So the Kitzah, they wanted to make trouble. So they used to go when today was not Rosh Chodesh on top of the mountains and make the signs to show the other it's Rosh Chodesh. And they made a big kilku then. Seskino Bezdin made at the corner then, Shiyoshluchim Yoitzim. They mavato, they're not Sandach anymore on the waving, they made signs one to another, but now Bezdin made Shluchim. They sent out messengers. Whether they're Mekadesh to Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael and Yishalayim, from Yishalayim they sent out messengers to go around the Eretz Yisrael, go on Chutzlores, tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh is. So that's why they have a suffix, because the Shluchim couldn't get that far. So they only have 15 days, the Mashal on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now the Shluchim went out traveling. So by the 15th day of Nisan Pesach, as far as the Shliach got, they knew when Pesach was. But further than that, people didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So the people outside of that had to keep 2 days, because they were doubtful which day was Rosh Chodesh. Now the Elu, Bitlu Kusim, let's say we'll have no more Goyim bothering us anymore, we'll be able to make the original signs, Avdin and Chad Yoyma, we'll make one sign, Ve'echo Demote Shluchin, Avdin and Chad Yoyma, and wherever the Shliach, the sign will get there, they'll only make 1 day Yom Tov. So see clearly, it's a Raya like Rav, that we keep 2 days Yom Tov is not the Pshat, the Bona made a Chayk. We have to have 2 days. It's only because we're doubtful which day is Yom Tov. But Mashenken, Mitzvah Shem, will come a time when they'll have signs again. Everybody will know which day is Yom Tov. They'll only keep 1 day. So see clearly, the Aloch is like Rav. It's only a doubtful why we keep now 2 days. We have a suffix, which day is Yomtiv, which way is not Yomtiv. So Gemara is good, but still the question is then, Fahashta, but Shver today, nowadays, Fahashta the Adinan, the Kvir the Yach, if you want to tell me that when we do know which day is Yomtiv, we'll only keep 1 day, that the Kashim is man is there today. Today we know clearly which day is Yomtiv, Midiraisa. So how come we still keep now 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot? We know which day is Yomtiv. So my time of Adinan Shver Yomtiv, if it's like, if the Rabbonin, not like Rabasi, if the Rabbonin were not Kilveya Choyk, like you have to always keep 2 days. The Rabbonin just said, when you're in doubt, which day is Yom Tov, keep 2 days. So the question is, today we're not in doubt anymore. So how come today we still keep 2 days? The Teretz is, Mishum, the Shalcha Mitom, they sent out a Shliach, like from Eretz Yisrael, the Shalcha Mitom, Heziru B'minig Avaseichem, be very careful in the Minig of your fathers. Keep it in your hands strong. Why? What does that mean? That Zimnim were afraid sometimes may happen to Gozru HaMalchus. Now that we're in Golis, the Malchus, Edom, wherever it is, the kingdom, the Goyish kingdom, will become very strict upon the Jews. And they'll make a Gzeira V'yosla Kekulei. They'll stop us from learning and we'll be so bad off we'll forget how to make the Cheshbon of the months and we won't know exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh. And then we'll still think that Rosh Chodesh is only 1 day and they'll keep only 1 day Yom Tov. And in such a case, then really you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So the reason why we keep 2 days Yom Tov today is really Gzeirati Kalacha. Really today we should only have 1 day Yom Tov. Because we know which day is the real Rosh Chodesh. So we don't have any doubt today, we should only have 1 day Yom Tov. But the reason why now we keep 2 days Yom Tov is out of this new Gzeirah. Because they said over from Eretz Yisrael that the Rabbanim were afraid that maybe there'll come a time when the goyim will make it so hard for us that we'll forget the calendar. We'll forget then how the Kiddush Chodesh is supposed to work. We'll forget the Yisrael Iber. And we won't know which day is Rosh Chodesh. And at that time, we'll have to keep 2 days. So therefore, the Rebbeinu said, even today, we have to keep 2 days also. But really, our 2 days now is only Machmas Safek. And that's how we hold Lalach like that. We hold the 2 days, Yom Tetzaveh, is only Machmas Safek. Therefore, the second day has a lot of coolness. The second day, the Refu is Mutter the second day. Here, you let the egg that's born the first day, Yom Tetzaveh, is Mutter on the second day. Because the second day is only also Machmas Safek we hold. It's not like a Yom Kavua, Chazal will Kaveh keep a second day. It's only as a Sveika Diyoma. But it's only doubtful, therefore, Manashach, only one is really Kaddish, the second one is more cooler. Then the question is, then how come we don't make Avdolah? The question is, though. As the Gemara says, Rav Asi held that you have to make Avdolah. In other words, if it's only a Sveika Diyoma, so then really a Mitzoy Yomtif, it's really Mitzoy Yomtif. The next day, like, it's Yomtif, it's Chayo, really. So how come we don't make Avdolah? So that you have to say, the Gemara says, we are going to Rav Asi. We all this called the Lusa the Yomtif. Since Lamaisim of the Rabbonin, we have to keep the second of Yomtif now, even as man is there, so it's a Zilzla, would not be nice to make Avdolah. It's a Zilzla in the covenant of Yomtif. So Rav Asi held not like that. But Halacha, we don't hold like Rav Asi. We hold it's not nice to make Avdolah, my soy Yomtif, going into the second of Yomtif. Even though really you should make Avdolah, because really the first day is Midiraisa, the second is only a Sveik of the Yoma. But since it's a Zilzla, that in the Rabbonin, we don't make Avdolah. But Lamaisa, we keep now 2 days Yomtif, because that's a Gzera that we're afraid maybe it will come so hard upon us, we'll forget the calendar, and then for sure we'll have to keep 2 days. So even now also we keep 2 days. Yeah, so the Gzera didn't apply then either, because then there was never the Gzera, because they always knew which day was Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Vice says it went through the Horat Yisrael by Stais, yeah. Even the Shluchim, in 15 days, went through the Horat Yisrael. Later. Itma. So this was the second machlekes about an egg born on the first day yomtiv. If you keep it on the second day yomtiv, and here again, like Rav has said before, we paskin like Rav that the egg tak is mutter on the second day yomtiv. Now itma, third case. Shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. What's going to be the loch of 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So you have an egg that's born on the first day. Can you eat the egg the second day? So again, it's a machlekes. Rav and Shmuel, the Yamar Tavai, they both say no da bezeh asura bezeh. An egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah is still also to eat the second day. That's not because we learn it like this. For Rishonah at the beginning when they had the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim with the Beis Mikdash, Hoye Mekavlen Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom Kulei. Like on the 30th day of Elul, they used to be Mekabel the Eidim, like to say today is Rosh Hashanah, today is Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah right now, and Taka the whole day, the 30th day of Elul, they didn't do any Melacha. Because the Arasophic, maybe the Eidim will come and tell us, they saw the Levana last night, they saw the new Levana, and the Bezim would say, Hayom is Mekudish, and today is Rosh Hashanah, so the whole day they didn't do Malacha. Now what happened was, Pamachas, it once happened, that Nishtohu Eidim Lovoi, the Eidim came very late, V'nizkalkulu Halavim Bashir, they even came after they brought the Tomet Shabbein Abayim, the second Tomet.